Parshas Mezuzos HaBracha, Chuk Yisrael, the Zohar, Day 5. An excerpt. Zohar 3, 186b. Until now, the excerpts in the Chuk Yisrael of this parsha were speaking about the mitzvah of Sukkah. Now we shift to the mitzvah that we do on Sukkos, taking the lulav and esrog. And they're closely connected, as Rizal I'll explain, supposed to take the lulav and esrog inside of the Sukkah. See if it's written, L'kachtem lechem yom rishon pri, and shall take for you on the first day, the first day of Sukkot, a fruit. Dor yilana dikre eitz pri. This is the tree that is called a fruit-giving tree. Mishtachach bei pri, it's found in its fruit. It produces spiritual lights. Eitz hodor, a splendorous tree. Kemot omer, as you find it says, Hod v'od olav of glory and splendor before him. Referring to the spheres of Netzach and Hod, shining and surrounding lights. My time was ikri hodor. Why is it called splendorous? Man ihu hodor. What is splendorous? El dod tzadik. But this is the tzadik referring to the sod. Gathers the lights of the spheres and the nesach and hod down into it. The light to shine down is beautiful. As we find Yosef with the tzadik, his sod was beautiful. Am I ikri hodor? Why is it called splendorous? Well, aser tamir. You behold it's a concealed place. It's not revealed. And hodor is something that shines out. Leitz legul. It doesn't have any revelation. Srichel is kasius. Necessary to be hidden. Tadir all the time. And there's nothing splendorous except something is revealed and appears. So it seems to be a contradiction. Avol, but afogav diu darga tamira, even though it's a hidden level, hidura iu, it is splendorous. The splendor of the whole body. Lo ishtacha chedura legufa elevi. It's not found splendor of the body except in it. Even though it's hidden, but the rest of the beauty of the body comes from it. My time was risen in mind, leisi mei hai darga, one who doesn't have within this level of yisod. Doesn't guard it, chas v'shalom, leis lehidur, doesn't have any splendor, the male b'nei oshen in front of people, doesn't have any charisma, any grace. Kala lavime, doesn't have voice with him. V'dibura, v'dura, the kala is pasuk v'nei, speech, and the splendor of the voice separates from him. He doesn't have any drawing power and charisma. Dikna v'dura de dikna lavime, the beard and the splendor of the beard is not with him. The light of the yisod, and the surrounding lights doesn't shine for him. Because of that, he doesn't have charisma in this world. V'avagav diskasya, how daga, and even though that level is hidden, call hidura de gufa beitalia. Entire splendor of the body depends upon it. Viskasi visgalia, and is concealed and revealed. It has a revealed aspect. Its energy reveals to the rest of the body. Begin kach, because of this, the esrog which comes from, is supposed to take eitz hodor, ihu. It is a splendorous tree, and it corresponds to the yisod. Eitz de kol hidura de gufa beitalia, a tree that all the splendor of the body depends upon it. Do you eitz osipi, this is the fruit, the tree that makes fruit. He sowed, that makes the fruit, the teres he sowed, the crown he sowed, the esrog, and then going to Malchus. Kapos tamarim. So we take together with that, next thing the Torah mentions is this palm branch, referring to lulav. Hacha es kalidas itza bevayla. Here the woman is included with her husband, the low people without separation, lulav and esrog, he sowed and Malchus unified together. Kapos tamarim kachada. Kapos tamarim all together as one. Manaf heitz ada, avos, and a thick branch, Tilasa 3, referring to the three hadassim, three myrtle branches that are taken together. Alandilay, and its leaves, da, besitra, da, this is on one side, da, besitra, da, this is another side, uchad, the short line, one that rains upon them in the middle. It has three leaves corresponding, right side, leaf of chesed, left leaf of gvura, and middle leaf of teferis, that unites them. That's why it's supposed to be in triplets, like all of its rows of three leaves. Avi nachal, weeping willows, train the two. They don't have a timer. They don't have any aroma and taste. Geshukin, like a person's thighs, they don't have any beauty, but yet they are very powerful. Take a person where he has to go. Lulav natal kulu kechuta de shedra kaima de gufa. The lulav, referring to the yisod, takes them all, like the spinal cord, which gives the body endurance. Takes all these lights, brings them together. Mad nafik labar tefach. What comes out, side is tefach. That's allowed to reveal from the yisod a hand's breadth. A certain spiritual energy comes out of the yisod. Hachihu, that's the way it is, beginning the shlama, lafka, kula, in order to complete and bring everything out. L'sham shikr kochazi, and to be in use as is fitting, which means that it unites with the malchus and gives it these lights over to it, into the esrog. And from that shines out the beauty of the esrog. Vani zinin boy by nosh l'schazoa kami kachibichu. A person needs to appear before the hunbas bihi with these species, with the four species of the lulav and the esrog and the hadassim and the aravos. And the four species correspond to the four letters of Hashem's name, expressing to the seven lower spheros. To that a person appears before Hashem, he's automatically connected with the Ein Sof that dwells in the spheros. All in the tarfin, the honey tamarim, the leaves, and strong leaves of these palm branches, Enon, Kol Shara Chilin, Nisachlin, Beinon, Kinuin, the Kutchapichu, Ikirihon. These armies they refer to, their allegory for, they represent all those other powers that are united with these nicknames that the Holy Blessed Be is called by them, the other divine names, are hinted to in the leaves that come out of the intrinsic name of Yudke Vavke, that the letters, that the species, the four species correspond to. Showing how all of the divine names are rooted in the intrinsic name, Yudke Vavke, the Tetragrammaton. Begin to be Enon, Asata, Kegavn, of course it's necessary that below should be as in the same vein as above. You don't have anything in the world. Lo isla dugma leila. It doesn't have a place above. So these species are connected above to the letter, to letters of Hashem's name, and there's other divine names that come out of them. Through that connection, light flows, and we're able to see Hashem in the world all the time throughout the whole year. Yavni leila, same way as above. Hachi isla sata, thus it is below. But when we plug it in, then we can see and it lights up, so then that's special. Most of the time, without the Torah, Chas V'Shalom, everything below corresponds to above, but it's not connected, so it doesn't shine. But once it plugs in, connected, like a system, you have it, it makes, plays beautiful music, and it shines. V'boi Yisrael yisachta v'razador d'mehei menusa kami kutchabichu. It's necessary for Israel to be united in the secret of faith, meaning all letters of Hashem's name, down to the Malchus, up to the Ein Sof, before the one must be. See if it's written, Masukos teishvu shivas yomim. You shall sit in Sukkos for 7 days. Tohu razadim eim nusa. This is the secret of faith, Tikkun of Malchus. Vayikro alama iloitman. This verse is said about the supernal world, Babina, which is the Malchus counterpart above in the worlds. Vachitin, thus we learn, Kadis bori alma. When the world was created, Itmar was haikro, this verse was said. Kadshor chokhma lenafka mi eser delo yudia. When wisdom began to go out from a place that's not known. Ros chazin doesn't appear. Kedin nafik chad mishchasa. Then one string came out, ubatish, like a string of light, ubatish, and it collided. V'hai chokhma sayila, not sitz vispashit. V'chol sitchin, that supernal chokhma, like the moch stima, chokhma v'rachanpin, sparkled and spread out to all sides, all the spheres, all the partsufim. V'raza demishkuna ilah, the secret of the supernal dwelling, atubina. This is a vessel, so it created a vessel for the other spheres to receive. V'hal mishkuna ilah, that supernal sanctuary, up akshis sitrin, brought out six sides, the six spheres of Zampin, the Kudin, how nitsisu de mishchasa, nohir lakula, and then that sparkling of the string of light shined to them all. And they all were connected to the Ein Sof. Vamar, and it said, Vasuko steshu shivas yomi, sit in Sukkot 7 days, which means through the manifestation of the lowest spheres in the world, you can connect them to the surrounding lights of Ema and Chachma above. And when we sit in the Sukkah, we're making that root connection. That's why the whole process, we know, of Rosh Hashanah till Simchas Torah, Rizal tells us really one big process. It should have been in one day because sin of Adam was elongated into 3 weeks. So it's all on this theme of creation. That's why even what we do on Sukkot corresponds to the days of creation. It fixes them up and gives us, makes the days that we live throughout the entire year become the year's judgment Rosh Hashanah, and it's finished, the judgment and the rectification process of the parts of providence that revealed to us the entire year through the 7 days of Sukkot, so we can merit the divine connection each day of the year. Man Sukkos Chosav Vav. What is the word Sukkos when it's written deficient of a Vav in the Torah? Sometimes it can be it's missing when the Torah writes it, and it should be there. It hints to a certain spiritual level. This is the lower sanctuary referring to Malchus. When it's written with a Vav, it's referring to Bina, the upper sanctuary. When it's written without a Vav, it's corresponding to the sanctuary counterpart below of Malchus. Diu kashishisa, that it is as a looking glass, that all light should appear in it. Then it says, Vasukos teishu shivas yamim, you shall sit in the Sukkos for 7 days. Man shivas yamim, what is the 7 days? Me almi ilo'a, vasata, from the world above, from Binos to below to Malchus. The kulu kaimi b'kiyuma, that they all stay in endurance, and hora lahai Sukkos, to shine to this level of Sukkos of Malchus. Sukkos lacking above. Uman ihi do, Sukkos uman ihi, and what is it? Do Sukkos David of Vels. This is the fallen Sukkos of David, the Malchus in his fallen state of exile. And these lights shine to it because the whole process is trying to fix up the original sin of Adam that caused the Malchus to fall and to cause the exile. So if we're trying to rectify this from Rosh Hashanah to Simchas Torah, the whole 3 week process, so shining to the Malchus to raise it up. Sukkos Shalom, to be complete Sukkot. For boy Amma Kadisha, it's necessary for the whole nation, the Mesa of Tchos Selah, Barazanilusa, to sit underneath her wings in the secret of faith. Amandi Yosef Vesela, the one who sits in this shadow, the surrounding lights, Yosef Bina Yom and Yilon, since in those supernal days, and the surrounding lights of the spheres above. Aldoa, because this Kulu Vesukos, it's all written Vesukos, lacking a vav. V'chad v'sukkah shalim, one with a vav complete. Chad shlim, one is complete. Lachzor, to show, demand Yosef v'tzei l'dor, the one who sits in this shadow. Yosef v'inon yomini lo, and sitting those supernal days leil above in bina. The kaimen al haita, so that stand upon this lower one. V'nhor alei, to shine to it. V'chaf yalei, to cover on it. V'gon alei, to protect it. V'shayt to speak as time is necessary. So again, really what the Zohar is saying, of course, we're in the world, we're in Malchus. But we're sitting in the sukkah, we're like going into a portal, entering to a portal to a higher reality where Malchus is receiving from Bina. So we're not completely in this world. A little bit like the Jews in the wilderness, they were walking on the ground of this world, but they were in a spiritual, different, spiritually, where they really were, was a different dimension. So it's Bina shining on Malchus. And we get into that state when we enter into the sukkah. So it's a special thing in Torah wrote, one time sukkah is complete to show, is together with the other ones aren't complete, the light of Bina is resting together upon Malchus. This it went furthermore. Kulu ikrun sukkos vishnimu. They're all called sukkos complete. But since Malchus is receiving Bina, it also is in a state of completion. See sukkos chasar. It's written sukkos lacking to amun tesod is the lower world. The boy bahani zayin yomin kadishin. That it's necessary in these seven holy days of mezlin nishar v'manin ravavin da amin to sustain the other appointed chiefs of the nations. While she is still taking joy from her husband, they shouldn't accuse the joy. Begin this arvon in order to try and confuse the chasid shalom. V'hau mizona kabonon delahon sagin yosem yishar yamin. And that sustenance there sacrifices a lot more than other days. So the Zohar here is referring to, it's written in the Torah that each day of Sukkot, the first day we offer up 13 cows, and the second day 12, and they descend until the seventh day 7 cows, and altogether you count them up, there's 70. And the Zohar explains that they refer to the 70 nations, that we offer up a sacrifice for each one of them, because we're giving them their allotted sustenance for the entire year. And the whole tikkun is that we should give it to them. Come first to us, and dish it out to them, so then they're placed and don't cause us a problem. And the time itself of Sukkot, when we're rejoicing, there's a lot of shefa, a lot of divine flow. They shouldn't come, chas v'shalom, cause a problem, and take from it in an improper way, so we dish it out to them. In any case, this is also, in terms of this discussion over here, about the Sukkot, the word Sukkot in the Torah lacking involved referring to Malchus, one of the reasons, really, since Malchus is connected with Bina, it's not lacking on Sukkot. So it should be written with a Vav, but another explanation Zohar is explaining why it's written without a Vav, is to show that it has to go down to give these other nations, even though they don't recognize Hashem yet. But still, in the meantime, it has to give them the sustenance, they shouldn't cause us any problems. And that's something that's not complete. Only in the world to come, only when Mashiach comes, they'll fully recognize Hashem and it'll be full state of completion. So in that sense, it's lacking, so that's why it's missing a Vav. So anyway, give them, offer up a lot of sacrifices to keep them busy, give them sustenance. Begin is askunvo, they should be busy with them. Lo is arvon, shouldn't get mixed up. The baser, bechedv Israel, afterwards in the joy of Israel. Oman chedv Israel, what is the joy of Israel? Do yom tminod et seres, is the eighth day of et seres. The eighth, 7 days of Sukkot, and the eighth day is called Shmini et seres, when we have the joy with Hashem alone. Tochazi, come and see. Be'od dinin shar mamanin chadin, v'achlin b'ha'u mezona, v'sachlin Israel, while those other chiefs are rejoicing and eating in that sustenance that Israel set up for them. Inan and Skani, Sakni Kursail Kutchabihu, they referring to Israel, set up a throne following Basabihimitasa from below. This whole process of Rosh Hashanah to Sukkot is called like setting up a throne for Hashem. In the vision of Rabbi Nachman, he saw Kursaya Shriven Denor, a pasuk in the Neil referring to Hashem's going to glory. His throne, his tongues of fire. The word Kursaya in Aramaic is an acronym of Rosh Tevis of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim Sukkot. And it's showing that altogether he formed the throne of Hashem. So it's setting up a throne to Hashem through these days, which means a medium for his providence to be transmitted to the world for the entire year to see him, to fix up the original sin which caused him to be hidden. Zalkalei Leil, to make him ascend above the spheres to connect with the Ein Sof and to draw down to us this light and connection. Vinun Zinun, and those species, which means we take the Lulav, the four corresponding four letters of Hashem's name, the Chedva, and with the joy we have in Sukkot to be Lula, and the partying, Lach Kafa, Madbucha, and surrounding the altar, we take the species of Lulav and walk around the altar 7 times to draw surrounding lights to them. Gedin Ihi Salka, then she, friends of Malchus, ascends her Notla Bechor, and takes blessings, the Chedva, and joy, the Bible, and the husband, and Zaranpin, that draws it to the world. Blessings and joy. Vishar Chivin, the Ravavin, Ramanin, the Amin, and the other Chayos, like animal angels, angels like have the root of the animals, to the great chiefs of the nations. Achlin, they eat Madkin Rafsin Rizani. It's tight. Jumps and is sustained, so they get their needs filled. V and the Yeshiva referring to Malchus Nocta Nafsharin takes souls, Vinugin, and joy, Laila above, commanded Rinos was said. Because they are wakened up in my Nukran, awakening feminine waters from below, souls are raised above, so this is rejoicing with Hashem. The person can raise his soul up to connect with Hashem through Simcha, through joy, to connect the Shekhinah, have the Shekhinah rest upon him, and be brought up into the spiritual universes, to being happy and rejoicing with Hashem, especially during Sukkot. You know, it's the time, the Gemara says, of drawing Ruach Kodesh, divine inspiration. So Sukkot is a special time to concentrate on being happy, to the happiness, connecting with the Shekhinah, and drawing prophecy and divine inspiration. Kivin and Nachta, once she descends, she takes, is holding all blessings and all holiness and all delights from left, right, right, left, middle energies of the spheres. This blessing, Israel, recall honey, Shiva, Yomin, Havu, Mashkin, Lobin, and Ovdin, the Kor Ovdin. Israel, all those 7 days, they were drawing her, drawing to the Malchus these lights, when those deeds that they do, with the Lulav and Esrog, and sitting in Sukkah, Makriven, Bahador, Karven, they come close to her, Kedin, Nachta, the Karven, Babinah, then she come, sends, come close to her children, Mechti, Lon, to make them happy. Yomachad, one day, that's the eighth day. After we did this, each 7 days of Sukkah, so we sat in the Sukkah and took the Lulav, and also surrounded the altar with it. So after this whole tikkun, the rectification process, the eighth day we left just to be alone with Hashem and the highest dveikus, rapture and completion and connection. V'hao yoma iyu yoma t'mino, and that day is the eighth day. Begin the chol zayin yoma nachronin v'ado, because all the other 7 days are with her. All the seven lower spheres included in Bina. V'ado, because this iyu t'mino, she's the eighth. Tamnia yoma kechad, all the 8 days is one. Light of Bina, it's all surrounding light over there. And we get up to that space. The simplest Torah is like the surrounding light of the surrounding light, the joy of the joy, the highest joy of the year. Begin Kachik Red Saras, that's why I call it Saras Kenishin, gathering. In gathering of souls. Kenishin Kulu. They're all gathered by Hayom on this day. Vikri Shemini is called the eighth. Veleish Shemini Elamigoshi. But nothing eight except from mid seven. To get to the eighth, you have to count to seven, which means all the seven spheres included inside of Bina. So all the levels and everything we accomplish throughout the entire Yom Tov, the 7 days of Sukkot, we get that, plus it's megafied and multiplied and spreads out on Shemini Aseres. So that's the awesome joy of Simchas Torah. Hashem give us this tremendous joy of Simchas Torah, and to this to draw coming to the Gula, Ruach HaKodesh, and the revelation of Hashem to the whole world.